early morning, May 31st, 2010, the Eastern Mediterranean. Six boats of the Gaza Freedom Flotilla sail towards the coast to deliver aid to the Palestinians of Gaza, who have been under an illegal Israeli blockade for 3 years. 700 peace activists are on board, including women, children, doctors, priests, writers and journalists. None carry weapons. At 4:30 a.m., Israeli commandos boarding from sea and air intercept the flotilla in international waters. They are heavily armed. Within minutes, 9 peace activists are dead, shot by the Israelis. Scores of others are injured. The activists on board the ships are arrested and transported to detention centers in Israel. Their cameras and mobile phones are confiscated. They are then deported. Within hours, outrage at Israel's action echoes around the world. Spontaneous demonstrations in Europe, the United States, Turkey, and Gaza itself denounce the attack. Turkey's prime minister calls it state terrorism. Even Israel's traditional supporters in the USA are dismayed. Now, in a new book coming this July, a group of activists, journalists and analysts piece together the events of that May night and examine their meaning for the blockade of Gaza and the Israel-Palestine conflict. Mixing first-hand testimony and dramatic photography with hard-headed analysis and historical overview, Midnight on the Mavi Marmara reveals why the attack on the Gazan Freedom Flotilla may just be a turning point, the beginning of the end for apartheid in Israel.
Okay.